This is a homily for Thursday, April 28th, 2022, or Thursday of the second week of Easter. My sisters and brothers, once again, good morning, and continued Easter blessings to each and every one of you. As we continue our Easter celebrations, this is our season for the sacraments, beginning with the great Easter Vigil, when we baptized, confirmed, and shared in First Eucharist with seven of our catechumens, and continue with confirmations, baptisms, and First Communions all throughout these 50 days of joy and celebration. As we look at the readings today, we can witness the fruits, the gifts of these sacraments, and the graces received by those in the earliest days of the Church, and make it our prayer that those preparing for these sacraments during this Easter season receive and live out of those same graces. Well, if we take a look at our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, I think it's natural to ask, so what happened? Just a few days ago, we heard about the first disciples hiding away in the upper room, who have now moved on to a holy boldness, some might even say some reckless behaviors, fearlessly giving witness before the religious authorities who threatened them and even wanted to put them to death. So what changed? As we hear in the story of Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit sealed them with graces, provided them with a holy boldness, with great gifts, with courage and wisdom, understanding, wonder and awe, in all these ways, that they would be strengthened for their mission, able to carry out their vocation and their ministry to proclaim the gospel. We also hear of those who undergo great conversion experiences, like Saul himself, becoming Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles. Those who are sealed and inspired by the Spirit will be celebrating confirmation as a sacrament this coming week. And on Sunday, many of our eighth graders in religious ed, as well as at Holy Trinity School, will be confirmed at our 2:30 and 5:30 p.m. Sunday Masses. Now, I've oftentimes heard confirmation jokingly referred to as a sacrament in search of theology. What is the theology of confirmation? But as those first disciples on Pentecost, emboldened and enlivened by God's Spirit, led forth into the world and out amidst many different cultures, languages, and customs, for sure knew, the gifts of God's Spirit provide us with the ability, they strengthen us for the journey, to be good witnesses, faithful Christians, to live out of the vocation with which God has blessed us. God's ever-inclusive, ever-wider we is born as the Church leaves that upper room and spreads out across diverse peoples, places, customs, and cultures. Those who once hid in fear are given wisdom and understanding, right judgment and knowledge, courage, reverence, wonder, and awe, just as we receive from the Spirit when sealed in our confirmation. Yes, this sacrament confirms and builds on the graces of our baptism, the Christian vocation that we receive in our baptism, by which we are joined to Christ, brought into this community of faith, and marked for God. We're given strength for the journey, for this pilgrim fellowship of faith. We're nourished and strengthened for our witness in the world. And so just as those disciples who left their fear and timidity, their confusion and anxiety of the upper room, they go forth as we too are sent forth with a holy boldness to proclaim the gospel. They have come into their own. They have made the faith, their relationship with God, their own. That doesn't mean that they were perfect or understood everything perfectly from that moment onward. But God had given them, and indeed gives us, the grace to continue in our witness for the world, to live out our godly and Christian vocation, one of loving relationship, of communion with God and with one another. During this Easter season, we also celebrate First Communions, whereby we are nourished by Jesus' very self. His body, blood, soul, and divinity, his very life, is entrusted and given up into our weak and feeble hands. But in doing so, we are united ever more closely with God himself. We're given food for the journey, table fellowship for the kingdom. We become witnesses for God's reign and the hope for the divine dream. my sisters and brothers, and especially to all of our young people preparing for and receiving these sacraments in the coming days. Congratulations and blessings upon you all as you're being confirmed and making your first communion. We also have had a number of adults through our RCIA program who have just entered or are preparing for their reception into the church for their sacraments. We keep them all in our prayers. We give thanks to God for their vocations, their lives, and their witness. And their witness helps and strengthens each of us as we reflect and pray over these graces, the mission, the vocation that we all experience in these great sacraments of God's grace. Amen. Alleluia.